We're doing the Sha'arei Kedusha. We're in the very beginning, and we had learned that there are components to the nefesh. Just like we have 365 limbs or veins, sinews, so too there are 365 components within the nefesh, and just like our veins bring sustenance throughout the body, so too these components of the nefesh give some sort of sustenance to the nefesh. There are components that correspond. There's a correspondence between the physical world and the spiritual world. And by the same token, just as we have 248 limbs, so too there are 248 corresponding, so to speak, spiritual limbs within the nefesh. And when a person passes away, so then we said, I'll just translate, right? Not read the Hebrew. Read the Hebrew and translate?
Whatever you prefer, Rav.
I think it's better to read the Hebrew and translate, always.
Yeah, okay,
because, okay. And after a person passes away, en shum chiyut nishpa, so then there's no life being given off. Vegidei aguf gam ken mitpakin umitrakvin. So then the body starts decomposing. Why does the body decompose? What's the difference? Why is it that when a person is alive, his body does not decompose, and when he dies, it doesn't? It does. So the idea is that the nefesh gives life, and those parts of the nefesh give life to those parts of the body. Now that there's no life being given off, so then the body starts decomposing and rotting. Nimtza ki adam be'atzmo, so then, if that's so, then what is the essence of man? Is the essence of man the physical that we see externally? No. That's an encasing. That is a garment, just like the sweater you wear. It takes on the form of your arm, but that isn't your arm. Well, your arm isn't your arm either. Your arm is the force that is being given to your arm by that part of the nefesh. The arm is but a representation of the arm of the nefesh. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that life is not about the physical part of the body. The essence of man, einenu ki manefesh asichlit, is but the nefesh within a person, asher mitlabeshet baguf, that nefesh wears a garment called the body, hanikra levush shela ba'olam hazeh. And that's why we call the body the garment of the soul in this world. So far, so good? Veda, so I want you to know, ki achar shechata adam harishon, after Adam sinned, v'achal me'etz hadat tov v'ra, and ate from the fruit that gave him knowledge between good and bad, chuburu nafsho v'gufo gam him kol echad mitov v'ra. Then what he did was he took something which was the knowledge of good and bad, and now his body and his soul had components that were good and bad. V'zoi inyan zu amata nacha sheitil b'chava uve'adam. That's what our sages say, that the snake put in his venom, his filth, within Adam and Eve. How is he able to get his what was his filth into them? So the idea is that he put the zuama, that stench that he has, that bad that is he had, became a part of them, both their physical and their spiritual. And everything else was a derivative of that. Now that their nefesh had bad within it, their body had bad with it, so a derivative of that was that they would get ill, they would have diseases, they would die. The death is a result of the zuama that was placed in them. But the v'zeu shekatuv, and that's what the verse tells them, ki v'yom acholcha mimenu mot tamut. When you die, when you eat from it, die, you will die. That's mitata nefesh and mitata guf. There are two components that die. There's a component of the nefesh that dies, and there's the body that dies. Those two die. So he said that we know there are levels of nefesh. There's nefesh, ruach, neshama, right? There are levels. When it comes to the nefesh, he was able to affect the nefesh asichlit, whatever that is, one component of nefesh, and that too dies when a person dies. And next time we'll start understanding what is this concept of good and bad that was in that fruit.